Well, the things you learn in conversations off the air. Hello, everybody. It is 12:33 here on 92.1 WGH, and we'll get you caught up with the Dean Transportation High School Sports Report here in about 10, 15 minutes. But we are being joined. We have a very special guest joining us. We have Annalise Walker here from Harbor Transit. Hello, Annalise.
Hi. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. No problem. You just wandered on in. Anyway, you have a very special project going on over there at Harbor Transit. It's the Bus Wrap Artwork Contest. First of all, what is a bus wrap?
Yeah, so a bus wrap is the decorative artwork or graphic design that is on the outside of a bus. So it's a semi-permanent piece of the bus, so to say. And yes, we are hosting a contest right now. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating our 50th anniversary in 2025. Mm-hmm. And in order to just do something special, we wanted to get the community's input on some artwork that we can feature on a bus in 2025.
Okay. And so, first of all, what kind of artwork are you looking for? Or I guess, is it kind of open-ended?
Great question. Yeah. So specifically, we'd really like to highlight the benefit of public transportation. You know, it's we're celebrating our 50-year legacy. So we'd love to see some artwork representative of the benefits of public transportation, maybe some examples of people using public transportation, you know, just how is it a good thing for the community, and we'd love to see an artistic representation of that.
Okay, so then they have to give you a mock-up or something like that, so you kind of see what they want to do. How can they do that? What I mean, is this something they do online? Do they have to like draw a big picture and send it into you? How does this work?
Yes. So anyone who lives within our service area is eligible to submit artwork in this contest. And it's easy to do. You can either pick up a bus wrap template at our facility at 440 North Ferry Street in Grand Haven. And it's also available to download and print on our website at harbortransit.org. So all people have to do is take the paper copy of the template that they have printed, create their artwork on it with crayons, markers, paint, anything that will create a somewhat flat surface for us to scan. Mm-hmm. And they have to return that to the Harbor Transit facility by January 10th, 2025.
Okay. Now, going back to these wrap things, are these permanent or can these be taken off?
They can be taken off. So it will be featured on the bus for the entirety of 2025.
Ah, okay. All right.
And there will be two winners. So we'll have one piece of artwork. They'll be featured on the same bus, and it will be a different piece of artwork on each side of the bus.
Now, is every bus getting this or just two special
buses? Just one special bus.
One special bus.
And there's a very special prize for the two contest winners.
What is the special prize?
They will both get one free year of Harbor Transit rides.
There
Unlimited
you go.
Rides for a whole year.
Unlimited rides for a whole year. So if you need a ride, Harbor Transit will be the personal service of wherever you have to go.
Yes, your personal chauffeur.
Wow. So you get like one of those magic passes. I've heard about
that.
Yes. You just show it and like, oh, he's a VIP. Get on it.
There yes,
you go.
Okay. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so two contest winners will get 1 year of free rides each.
Okay. And the contest got underway today, actually, at 9 o'clock in the
yes,
morning.
Yes. Today's the first day that artwork can be submitted. And like I said, we'll be taking submissions through January 10th. And you have to turn it in person at our facility at 440 North Ferry Street. And our lobby hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right, so you have to wander. We've got to see you. We have to see you to verify it's you.
Well, mainly we just need your paper copy.
Okay.
And you have to fill out a submission form, too.
So. All right. Are there any age limitations on this contest? Because, you know, younger people tend to be a little bit more artistic.
That's a good question. No, we would love to see artwork from some younger artists. But if you are under 18, you will need to have a parent or guardian fill out your submission form for you.
Okay. Are there any regulations about colors or anything like that?
No, we'd love to see lots of color. That would be great.
So because the buses are, I believe they're white for the most part. So really, you could do any color. It'll go.
Yes,
with it.
Any color will go.
Okay. This is a fascinating. Have you seen anything? I mean, I know today was the first day. Has anybody dropped anything off? Have you seen anything? Has anything come through the pipe?
As of a few hours ago, no one has submitted anything.
Ah, come on, people.
Yeah,
come on, people.
You know, artwork does take time, though.
It does. Okay. Well, this is a fascinating thing. And where did we get this idea? Have other places done this, or was this just something that you came up with? You said, hey, let's try it?
This was a product of a group brainstorming session.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So we at Harbor Transit are very excited to see what you all come up with, all of you community members. So yes, please surprise us with your beautiful artwork submissions for a bus wrap.
So again, there will be two winners. They're going to go on one bus, but it'll be one special bus, which will be the star bus of the fleet.
Yes, so it will definitely be the star bus.
So you could probably copyright that term and just, you know, throw me a couple of ducats. Again, so we're looking for a wrap. So is this going to go, like, I'm schematically just looking at this in my head. So it's on the side of the bus. Will it go all the way up to the top of the bus, or is it right kind of in the middle of the bus where the guts are?
Yes, it's the body of the bus below the windows. If you've seen an advertisement on our bus, one of our advertising wraps, it'll be the same size.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But it's pretty big, so your art will be blown up for the whole world to see on our bus.
So somebody designed something, they gave it to you, then you have the ability to get it put on a wrap, and then it'll be mounted on the car. It'll be just applied with, you know, like some sort of device, I would assume, like heat, and then the wrap's on the bus, and then for the whole year, that one magic bus will have these things on there. Okay. And then, do you want the people to put their names on the art? So, like, you know, like an artist. So, like, it's
they are welcome to do that if they would like, but it's not a requirement.
That would be awesome.
This is your opportunity to get your name on a moving billboard, so to speak. But yes, that is up to the artist if they'd like their name on it.
Because, you know, some artists hide their name, like Matt Groening with The Simpsons. He hides
his name. A secret location on the artwork.
But, like, you know, like if I was Billy Jones and I got it on there, I'd want everybody to see my name. I think that'd be really cool. Really cool. All right. So, again, here's the deal. And I'm reading the cheat sheet here now, so you know. The contest started today. You have until January... What was the cutoff date?
10th.
January 10th. All right. Contestants must reside within Harbor Transit Service Area. That makes sense. We don't want no ringers coming in from
there. Well, if you're going to get free rides, you have to be within
exactly,
the service area.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Contestant must grant Harbor Transit the right to use, reproduce their artwork. Artwork submitted must comply with Harbor Transit's advertising policy. Contestant must submit original artwork on the bus wrap template provided by Harbor Transit. Limit to one artwork submission per contestant. So you get one shot at this.
You got one shot.
You're not sending in like a ton of things. It's got to be uno. 111. All right. This is very cool. Very cool. And again, the theme is the 50th anniversary of Harbor Transit. So they're celebrating the 50th anniversary. That's very cool. Do we have anything else planned for the 50th anniversary? Are we percolating on things?
We're percolating on things. We have a lot of great ideas and we have to just narrow it down. Mm-hmm. But yes, everyone should stay tuned because we're going to be doing a lot of celebrating next year.
I would imagine so. Well, 50 years of any kind of service is a big
deal.
It's very, very, very important. Now, I always ask if anybody of Harbor Transit is here, do you know how to drive a bus yourself?
They do not let me behind the wheel. I'm the marketing specialist, so I am... You're chained to a desk.
But if you asked, hey, could I just, you know, take it out in the parking lot? You don't want to go.
Maybe our executive director would let me take it out in the parking lot if he was next to me in case anything happened.
But don't you think that if you did that, it might give you a little bit more insight on your job? You know, you would say like.
I do ride alongs. I just don't drive the bus. I'm not allowed.
But do you ever look up there and you think, man, I'd like to fire that bad boy up. I just want to see what it can do.
I don't know. I'm not that adventurous. Okay. I don't want – those buses are expensive.
But that's why I was saying if you keep it in the parking lot or something, you know, and so you wouldn't hit anything.
Maybe someday I'll take it. Maybe someday I'll join a training class, one of our training classes, and do it.
Because you never know. Someday somebody calls in sick and Annalise is like, hey.
You never know.
I can take Bob's route. I'm in.
The day that happens, I will document it and send it to you.
Okay, I'd like to hear that. We have Annalise Walker here from Harbor Transit. Annalise, and then one more thing too about Harbor Transit, because I know you guys have started this a while ago, because I know people who use Harbor Transit all the time. Do people still call for Harbor Transit, or is there an app now, or how does this go?
Great question. Yes, we launched an app last year, so you can book a ride through the app, but we will always have the call-in option.
Okay.
So you can still call us.
And then when people call, they're not calling like Topeka, Kansas, and it's getting sent out here via text. There's actually somebody in Grand Haven answering this phone?
Yes. Right at our facility is our dispatch center. So we've got a dedicated staff that's local right here to plan your rides for you.
Okay. And also, I think Harbor Transit should be applauded because, you know, sometimes like a lot of things happen. You always try to keep service going. Like if the weather gets really, really bad, obviously, you'll say, listen, we're going to be a little late today. But, I mean... I know what schools do for snow days, and I know when they have to delay or they have to cancel, but what are your guys' procedures like? Because apparently we could get some snow again on Thursday. If the weather gets really, really bad, what is your like procedure like the night before? You know, are you eyeing it? Do you have people out driving around? When is the decision made to we might have to delay service, or when does that all come down?
Yeah, that's a great question. So typically if the area schools have a snow day, we follow suit, but we have limited service. So we're not closed entirely, but we only offer rides for certain circumstances. For example, if you have a doctor's appointment, if you're going to work, if you have to go to court, just some urgent things like that. But we wouldn't, for example, take you to your lunch date or a friend's house. So we try to keep as few buses on the road, but we are still available for people who have those urgent needs that they need to attend to.
Gotcha. How big is the fleet at Harbor Transit?
We have 29 vehicles.
29 vehicles. And so that's the buses and that's also the trolleys, correct?
Yes. All of our buses are ADA compliant, so they all either have a lift or a ramp.
All right. Are you allowed to drive the trolley?
No.
No. See, you got to start asking some questions of your supervisors and say, listen, I'm out here busting my
I don't know. Having a CDL is a lot of responsibility. Our drivers do a great job, but I just don't think I'm cut out for that.
Well, I'm not saying you got to take it on the road. I'm just saying, hey, I want to take it out in the parking lot. Because, you know, like when you're a kid, you learn how to drive in a parking lot. Like you go
yes.
to empty parking
you know,
lot.
Our parking lot is pretty small. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll ask if I can go to the Walmart parking lot and yeah. drive it around.
I'm not saying you got to take the thing out on the highway and kick it down. I'm just saying... You know, you just want to know the experience. Because, number one, first of all, the people who drive those buses are very skilled.
They are. It takes a lot of skill to drive a vehicle that large.
Because it's not like driving a car.
No.
And do they run on gas or are they on something else?
We have some gas buses, but we are moving to have an entirely propane-run fleet.
Nice. Yes. Oh, like golf carts. Golf carts run on propane. Same
yes.
thing.
Yes, it's a much greener fuel. And it's cheaper.
Oh, yes.
It's about half the cost of a gallon of gas.
Do we have a propane like setup over there at the garage where we can fill up our vehicles?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not going out to the gas station getting tanks and sticking them on.
That would be something.
That would be something. Right now my mom and dad are just going, why are you terrorizing that poor woman? Anyway.
Asking me some hard questions. It's okay, though.
Well, I like keeping you on your toes. You know, you toddled on here, and we were talking about the Rapid. It's the 50th anniversary of Harbor Transit. Or if you remember, when I was a kid, it started out as Dial-A-Ride, and then
yes.
it became Harbor Transit. And I can remember when I was a young man many, many, many years ago, oh, that was like a big deal getting on Dial-A-Ride. Because that was like some of your first pangs of independence. Like, I'm going to call Dial-A-Ride, and I'm going to go here. Yeah.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah, it is a really big
I would
thing.
Have loved to have access to a Harbor Transit when I was a teenager, but, before I had my driver's license.
Yeah, yeah. That was like a big, big deal. And mm-hmm. then you would call, and then you'd get your ride, and then, you know, you'd say, oh, I'm taking Dial-A-Ride, you know, because you're going by yourself.
Yes.
It was a big, big deal. Big, big deal. Anyway, what's it cost now, just for Harbor Transit?
Yeah, so it's $1.50 for a full fare, so that's if you are between 19 and 59 years old. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's 75 cents a ride if you are 60+, if you are 18 years and younger, or if you have a disability, or if you are using a wheelchair.
Okay. And what is the coverage area? Where can you go to and fro? How far?
Okay.
Geographically.
Yes, we cover Ferriesburg, Grand Haven Township, Spring Lake Township, the village of Spring Lake, Grand Haven. Mm-hmm. I think I covered all the bases there. And then we also have a shared stop with Muskegon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Where is your shared stop?
Yes, it's at Trinity Health Clinic at the Lakes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Up by the mall, yeah.
Yep, so right there you can pick up one of Matt's fixed routes and then have access to the Matt's system.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Alrighty, Annalise, if people want to learn more about Harbor Transit, including your contest, where can they go to get this information?
Yes, visit harbortransit.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X/Twitter. Mm-hmm. For updates.
All right. She's Annalise Walker from Harbor Transit. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. And just a quick reminder that their contest gets underway. It runs from today until the 10th of January, as they are looking for two designs to put on their buses for a wrap celebrating the 50th anniversary of the service. And they'll both go on one bus. And each of the winners will get a year of free service from Harbor Transit. Thank you very much, Annalise.
Thank you.
It is 3:46 before the top of the hour. We'll get your Dean Transportation High School sports report in. Right now, here's Ray Conniff and the Singers in Green Sleeves.